Welcome to Vote With Power podcast number 36. Our podcast topic today is how can parents raise safe, happy, successful, and independent children in today's tough world. My name is Denny Bowersox. I'm the author of the book Vote With Power and the founder of the Vote With Power organization. Vote With Power unites parents and voters for the purpose of sharing ideas, strategies, and solutions to help make their child-rearing task easier. As a past high school teacher and counselor, school board member, college adjunct professor, and business trainer, education and parent-child development skills are an important part and a sacred part of my life. Most parents want their children to enjoy a higher level lifestyle than they had, which means parents want their children to have a safe, successful, happy, and independent life. This expectation has greatly diminished in America. Parents and grandparents have a tougher time than they ever had raising children. So what can parents do to raise their children in these tough times? In the past, most children lived in an organic family, went to church, went to school, played in their neighborhood, and developed great friendships. This lifestyle provided a high level of freedom and potential success. Our culture and society has changed from those days. Your children's freedom and potential for success is eroding. Schools are teaching critical race theories, gender identification, and getting into politics, while the basics of reading, writing, and math, the results show that they are becoming drastically low. The border crisis will also harm your children's education. As of yesterday, there were 8,000 immigrants coming into our country, many of which are children. We don't have the resources to get them up to educational speed to the level they should be on. Plus, many don't speak English. America doesn't have the money to set up separate schools. So the question is, how will these children be successfully placed in our schools without our children's curriculum being dumbed down? How will teachers have the time to stay focused and attentive to the needs of our Americans' children's education, which they are already way overburdened with lack of time, especially when our parents are paying for our schools? We can't let more political purposes water down your child's education. Inflation is another parent concern, as there is no money to pay for higher education, travel, sports, taking advantage of school activities, plus parents who are working two and sometimes three jobs just to survive, takes them away from the opportunity to spend quality time reading, developing, and talking with their children. Drug trafficking is another major threat to your children's future. Fentanyl is popping up all over the United States. A mother in Oregon was on the news this morning. She has children and also some small children and almost babies, and found a tube of fentanyl pills in her yard. How do you protect your children against the drug exposure? Fentanyl is a death sentence. This is an American issue. Since our government is not fixing it, parents must. Violent crime in many cities is growing into suburbs, which threatens the safety of our children. Crime determines where you live, if you can afford to move, where you shop, eat, go to enjoy entertainment, and the ability to visit culture, arts, and history places. Crime is limiting children's exposure to these different activities and events, which is eroding their education. Politics have become powerful, full of lies, name-calling, and blaming. This will greatly affect your child's awareness, frustration, and limit their opportunities in America. I hear every day that parents don't like or want to get involved in politics. That's understandable. If parents don't get involved in a system to correct our problems and fix our politics, their children will be the heavy losers. There's a new system which doesn't get into politics. It is for every American. Part of the purpose is to deflate politics. People need to share common sense, common ground, and collaboration. Parents speaking up will help direct the country in a position where they can more easily and safely raise their children. Parents have a good chance to help solve some of these problems locally by getting elected to school boards, getting involved in community organizations, and getting elected to their municipalities. Parents must get informed and involved. Most of the problems mentioned above are national in scope and caused by politics and radicals. So how can parents and grandparents change the landscape to offer their children a safe and opportunity for a high quality of life when politics, process, and philosophies and power are taking our country in the wrong direction? The problem is that politics is creating and not solving or preventing our problems. These problems, if not fixed, will put barriers on your children's lifestyle and success. There is a new solution. For the parents who vote, they need to unite with other voters to get their representatives to listen to them, answer them, inform them, respect them, and represent them in Congress. This seems to be an unduly task, but is critical for your children's future. I've been in education and training all my adult life. I've written a book, Vote with Power, I mentioned before, and developed the unity, a way to unify community of parents and those who vote to solve our problems and change the direction America's heading to offer all children the opportunity of a safe, happy, productive, and prosperous life. VoteWithPower.com has many podcasts and blogs to get more information on how this communication loop will improve politics and give parents influence in the way we are governed. VoteWithPower.com, that's VoteWithPower.com, is the place also to join others to give power to the needed changes. Please make sure you help children's future by telling other parents there is a way to get tools and tips to alter the atmosphere to use in raising a safe, happy, and successful child. Our Vote with Power communication loop is a means to give influence to parents to have their ideas, concerns, strategies, and solutions shared with their representatives in Washington. This is the only two-way communication available. Parents need to gain influence no matter what their political party preferences are. We need to make our children a top priority, not politics. The representatives from your state will know what questions you have, what concerns you have, and how you as a parent and voter want to be represented. This is the only way parents to have a chance to bring up children in an environment needed to help your development of them into fine adults. Our process takes very little of your time. The question is, can you find and invest approximately an hour a month to help your children? Please go to VoteWithPower.com and join other parents. I'm asking you to invest just $10 a month to get tips and tools so you can survive this economy and culture changes and the problems America is having in order to make it easier to raise a great child. Please go to VoteWithPower.com and join us now. Thank you for spending your precious time with me. It is no longer just to be a good parent. Now parents must stay informed and involved. At Vote with Power, parents will get the information they need to raise their child in a more easily path. Make it a great day for parenting. Make it a great day to spend time with your child. I share more information on you in the next podcast. This is Denny Bowersox from Vote with Power, saying goodbye for now.